The Story of Mert and Marge. Mert and Marge is a story of Broadway, a story that goes beyond the lights of the gay white way into the lives of two chorus girls. Two girls from the cast of that most glittering of all Broadway extravaganzas, Hayfield's Pleasures. The house lights go down, the footlights come on. In a moment, the curtain will go up on the first chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. Now let's step across the footlights and go backstage at the famous Hayfield Theater just off Times Square. Here are gathered all the multifold human elements that go into the making of a great musical comedy. The stars and the stagehands, the ultra-gorgeous showgirls, the comedians, the singers, and last but not least, the 24 pert and pretty members of Hayfield's renowned Precision Chorus, the Chick Chicks. It's one of the last rehearsals before the opening of a new glamour-packed edition of Hayfield's Pleasure. From the wings, a man is coming on stage. It's the producer of the show, the man whose stage magic has thrilled millions, the great Francis Hayfield himself. Listen, he's calling to a stage director, Ray Hunt.
Oh, Ray. I say, Ray Hunt.
Yes, I'll be right there. Quiet. Quiet, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Hayfield.
Morning, Ray. How do things look?
Well, they're rounding out pretty well, but I've got to tone down the temperament of some of these newcomers.
You're right. This is no season for temperament. By the way, is Dixie Lane showing any improvement this season?
Well, her voice is still good, but she's taken on weight. However, she'll be box office for at least another season.
What are you doing this morning, Hunt?
I'm going to work with the principals on dialogue.
Say, that's a pretty fair voice. Who is it?
That's your South American beauty, Elena. Gorgeous creature, but I'm afraid I'm going to have some trouble with her.
What's the matter with her?
Oh, very erratic and man-conscious.
You'd better handle her without gloves. And how do my chick chicks look?
Well, they line up about the same, but I've got to discipline those kids. I'm afraid you pamper them too much, Mr. Hayfield.
Well, why not? We generally get results.
Well, there seems to be some dissension. A little rough stuff going on down in the chorus room. Arguments, bickering.
There must be a man in the case.
Well, I put Myrtle Spear to work on them this morning to polish off the rough edges and keep them on their toes.
Myrtle's a great girl, Ray. Been with us a long time. Almost a fixture.
And always reliable.
Just look at those kids. Like a bunch of frisky colts. Well, keep an eye on things, Ray. I want to go back and look at that new Auburn set. I'll see you later.
Right. Well, Myrtle Spear. You too, Clarence.
Practically there, Mr. Hunt. Oh, and here I am, right on the beam. What do you wish?
Well, have the girls all had their measurements?
Oh, yes, Mr. Hunt. I've measured them from head to toe.
Myrtle, I've got to work with the principal, so I want you to take the girls through a letter number.
Oh, right away, Mr. Hunt. Come on, you chick chick. Letter number, Tommy.
Ready, Myrtle.
Oh, quiet, please, girls. We're going to run through the letter number. Line up, please. Make it fast. You act like a bunch of old ladies. That's right. Now, listen to me. Ray Hunt says we've got to be perfect on these routines by Saturday. Remember, there's no break-in out of town this year. We open cold next week. So let's give the folks on Broadway something to rave about. What do you say, kids? Atta chicken. All right, positions. Come on, dress your line. More to the left there, Gwen.
Oh, yeah?
That's his scramble skill. Hey, back up in your stall now. Just a pickup, Tommy. Oh, come on, Billy DeVere. Get in the groove. This is a rehearsal.
Oh, what's the rush, Myrtle? I haven't had any breakfast.
Oh, you can smoke it after rehearsal.
Oh, no.
Music, maestro, please. Lead into the tap chorus, girls. Count your time and let's go. Girls, God gave us 2 feet, one left and one right. Now start with the left.
Then will that be right, Myrtle?
That'll be right, Gwen. Now dig me, kid.
I wish someone would dig you under, honey.
Oh, Billy, quit razzing Myrtle. We'll be here for hours.
All right, girls. Take it, Tommy.
on your feet.
Oh, gee, Murder, I couldn't help it. I slipped and fall down.
Well, get up off your brains and get in line. L-I-N-E, line. All right, start her over, Tommy. Sorry, Tommy, hold everything. One of the prima donnas is still stolen. What's eating you, Ann?
I've got a sore toe.
Well, ain't that something? How come?
Well, there's a nail in my shoe.
Just a stall to get out of rehearsal, that's all.
Billy, you're a hard-hearted wench.
Well, that's all it is.
Listen, Murph, my whole foot hurts. Look at it. It's all red and swollen. I'm awfully worried.
Well, let me see. Does look bad, Ann. Gee, I'm sorry. What do you want to do?
Well, I'll try and do the best I can.
Okay. Let's try it again, Tommy. Same thing over. No stopping this time, kids. Break a leg if you must, but don't stop.
Spear. On a spear.
What a life. What a life. Runs by fits and starts.
Oh, here comes Mr. Hunt. We're going to get reprehended.
Oh, Miss Spear.
Yes, Mr. Hunt.
Well, Hayfield has suggested that you sing a chorus of that number during the business before the tap routine. You can step out of line and take the stage.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mr. Hunt. I'll sure do my best. Gee, that's swell. Listen, girls, I'm going to sing in this man's show. How do you cats like that? This I got to hear.
Don't worry, dearie. You will.
Oh, spread your wings and make like a B-29, Clarence. You bother me.
Oh, Murph. My foot just hurts worse than ever. I just can't stand it.
Oh, drop out of line, Ann. Gee, that's tough. Go ask Ray Hunt if you can be excused. You better see a doctor, honey. Don't forget tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock call.
I'll be here, Mert.
Well, that was for the rumba number. Hurry back up on stage. Hey, Tommy, would you mind taking me through that number I'm going to do? Let's try one chorus. Just give me the pickup, huh?
I beg your pardon. Miss Spear.
Hold it, Tommy.
Oh, hello. Didn't see you. What can I do for you, kid?
May I speak to you for a minute?
Well, sure you can. I'm going to give my feet a break. Been on the hook so long, I feel like a whack thumbing her way from China. Well, what's on your mind, kid?
Well, I suppose I should have gone to Mr. Hunt, but he's so busy. I've been here every day for 2 weeks, and he hasn't even looked at me. He told me the first day to sit over on the sidelines with the other extras and he might place me, but it looks rather hopeless for me now with the show opening so soon.
Well, you sure had some weight.
He looks so kind of nice and friendly. I thought you might tell me if there's any use in waiting any longer. Besides that...
Well, what you mean, little girl?
Margie. Margie Mitch. I'm 16 and I...
Tommy! But boy, somebody quick! The kid's fainted. Get some water. Hurry up.
Oh. Hurry, Tommy. Give me that glass.
Here.
Here, drink this.
There now. She's opening her eyes.
Oh,
the poor baby. There now, honey. How do you feel? You all right now?
I'm all right now.
You're what?
I'm kind of hungry.
Oh, you poor little thing. When did you eat last?
Well, I had an apple yesterday.
Oh, the doggone. Poor child. Say, kid, you park yourself over there on a chair until rehearsal's over. And no, that's too long to wait. Say, Tommy, let me have a 5-spot until after rehearsal, will you?
Yeah.
Thanks. Here, baby, take this 5-spot and go out and get yourself a big meal. Down the line from soup to nuts. Right across the street from the theater, there's a good place.
No, I couldn't take it. I couldn't.
Well, you will take it. Go on now. Fill up your tummy and come back here in the morning.
Oh, Miss Spear, I don't want you to do this for me.
Are you sure you feel all right now?
Yeah. I'm all right. Thanks so much.
Goodbye, Margie. See you in the morning.
baby. Just think, boy, she fainted from hunger. Oh, I shouldn't have let her go out alone. Well, she's gone. I wonder if she'll come back. I wonder. All right, girls, rumba number. Listen, ladies of the ensemble, you don't know how lucky we are. There was a young girl about 16 looking for work right here on the stage just a minute ago. Now, get this, girls. In this day and age, the kid does a fade-out. She fainted from hunger. Poor kid. All right, Tommy, the rumba number. Make an entrance, girls. Business after Elena's song. Three choruses, right through. No stops. And listen, you dames, drop that lead and oil up your hips. You know, this is the number the Broadway wolves pay $25 a seat for opening night. Now, let's go.
That's the beginning. A little girl named Margie Mitter faints from hunger and is befriended by Myrtle Spear, a seasoned chorus girl who knows all the answers. What brought the young girl to the theater? And will she come back? You'll see as this exciting story, the story of Myrtle and Marge, continues to unfold.